We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining the concept of Nefilas Apayim, Tachnun, where the custom of Ashkenazic Jews is, we put our head down on our arms. The Sfardim sit down for this part. V'alkein oimrim vidui mikoidim. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why before Nefilas Apayim we have the vidui, oshamnu, bogatnu, gazalnu, and ushloishes remidoi shel rachmim. And we also recite the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem. The Isa, and it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, shesoid havidui hu besoid venoso hasoir olav eskol avinoisov. That the secret behind this confession that we say in the morning in Shachris is related to the goat that was designated on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol to have all the sins of the Jews placed upon this goat, and then this goat was pushed off the mountain Azazel. Kishnei Seirei Yom Kippur Hayushovim B'Koymosom. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, page 62, that the two goats, the goat that we just mentioned, and the other goat, which was whose blood was offered in the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, the Soer Lashem, these two goats had to look identical, the same height, the same color, etc. V'hakoyin Godol hoyetzorech litoyin goyroloi sal shnei asirim, and the Kohen Gadol had to place lots on these two goats, Goyrol Echod Lashem, the Goyrol Echod Lazozel. One of the goats would be designated as a very holy sacrifice for Hashem, where the blood was going to be sprinkled inside the Holy of Holies, and the other one was not even going to be shechted, not even going to be processed in the Beis Hamikdash. It was going to be walked to a mountain, Azazel, and there pushed off that mountain. Vehu Bechinas Soid Omoy Kanal. And this is tied into the very deep secret that we spoke about in the previous year. She'achizas ha-sitra achra, she'mishom kol ho'avoinois, she'hu azozel, hu daiko misoid ha-kidusho ho'elyoina moed. The place where the sitra achra is attached to, which is where all the sins of the Jews are, which is associated with the term Azazel, this mountain Azazel. We've mentioned in the past that the word Azazel makes up the first letters of a pasuk, Ze le'umas ze osor lekim. Hashem made this one opposite that one, referring to the Sitra Achra, that they draw from a very high level of holiness. They cannot be attached to standard levels of holiness. Their connection is to the highest level of holiness. That's where the Sitra Achra is plugged into. Shehu Bechinas Kodshei Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies. Shehu HaKedusho HoElyoino Mikol HoEser Kedushoi Sheneskat Shobem Eretz Yisrael, which is actually the highest level of holiness to which the land of Israel, which is found in the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein shnei haseirim shovim b'koymosom umareyem mamish. And now you'll understand also why these two goats had to be exactly the same height and the same appearance. V'afal pikein, and even though they looked exactly the same, Echod oilo l'Hashem lebeis kodshei kodoshim, one of them was brought as a korban oila, one of the highest level sacrifices, in the Holy of Holies. V'echod yoyreid la'azazel, and the second one goes down to one of the lowest places to be thrown off the mountain Azazel. V'yefsher l'shum odom leida ulechavein ezel Hashem ve'ezel Azazel. And it was impossible for any human being to know how to designate which goat should be Lashem and which one for Lazozel, ki hu soid komus venister moi, because this is a very deep hidden secret. Bechinas maimar sosumoi. This is related to that hidden, very hidden statement of creation, Bereshis. Bechinas, al kein, and therefore, tzivso ha-toiro sheyatil ha-koin godol goiro, that the koin godol should draw lots, v'rak ha-goirel ha-yoytze me-ashem yisporach bi-atzmoy yivarer ezel Hashem ve-ezel azazel. And it's only through this lottery, which Hashem himself would determine, when a person draws lots, Hashem decides which one is going to come up. That's what would decide which goat would be Lashem and which one for Lazozel. Vaideze Iker Hatikun Uslicha Savoino Shalom Kippur. And this played a critical role in bringing about the forgiveness of sins and the Tikun that took place on Yom Kippur. Sheoz Huyoim Asiri Measeres Yimei Tshuva. We know that Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the 10 days of Tshuva. V'oz oilin lebechinas aye, on which we go up to the highest level, which is called aye, bechinas keser kiyodua, which corresponds to keser. We know that it's in the prayer that begins with the words keser yitnu lecha that we have these special words aye mekoyim kivoidoi. V'ho'aliya hu daiko al yedei shemazkirin kol avoynos Yisrael, and this incredible elevation is dependent on mentioning, remembering all the sins of the Jewish people. Shehu ribui haviduyim shoimrim b'yom kippur. This is the concept of the many confessions that we recite on Yom Kippur during each one of the prayers. We recite the Oshamnu and the Alchets. Shezeu b'chinas havidui sha'al sur ha-mishtaleach. And this also corresponds to the confession which the Kohen Gadol said over this goat which was going to be sent off to Azazel. Shehu Iker Havidui Shel HaKohen Gadol Ba'ad Kol Yisrael. That was the most important vidui which the Kohen Gadol was saying on behalf of the entire Jewish people. Ki Havidui Shemazkirin Hu Avoinos, because this confession where we actually enumerate all the sins, Shehein Bechinas Mekoimois Hametunofim, which represents the filthy places that we've gone to, Zehu Iker Bechinas Hanal. This is one of the best examples of what we mentioned earlier, Bechinas Yerido Tachles Oalia, the concept of going down into the filth, going down into the sins, mentioning every one of the sins, in order to bring about an incredible aliyah, an incredible elevation. How? Al yedei bakoshas ayehanal. By searching for Hashem, by seeking out Hashem through that scream of ayeh. Where are you, Hashem? Ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi. And now Rav Nosson Sal is going to clarify this. Kikol habriyo hoiso al yedei oisiois vidiburim. The entire creation was performed by Hashem through letters and words. Shehem hoasora mamorois, which are the 10 statements of creation. Vayoymer lekim yehi oyer. Vayoymer lekim yikovu amayim. Ukamashekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 33. Bidvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu. With the words of Hashem, heaven were created. Aval Bereshis Shehumaymar Sosum Shom Oisies Hadibur Behelim Nifla. However, the first statement of creation, which is referred to as a hidden statement, there the letters are very, very hidden. Bibechinas Kvad Peh Hanemar B'Moshe. Just like we find that the greatest speaker of the Jewish people of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu, is referred to as Kvad Peh. He couldn't speak. He had a speech impediment. Umigoidel hahalomo, and it's because of the fact that this statement, this Bereshis, this Maimar Sosom is so hidden, that's what makes it possible for the Sitra Achra, the other side, the places of filth, to be able to connect over there. Ad shenasim etzlam oisiois vediburim shel sheker, to the point where the Sitra Achra draws from this hidden statement, the Sitra Achra draws letters and words, which the Sitra Achra produces into sheker, false words, false statements. Shemesisim umefatin umadichen esmi shenises achreim, Rachman Olsan, which the Sitra Achra uses to seduce, to entice those people who would be willing to follow the Sitra Achra. Shehein bechinas dibure hanocha shakadmoini. For example, the words that the original snake used to entice Chava and Odom Arishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Shehesis bidiburov es Odom v'Chava. We know that the snake used the power of speech to entice them. Where does he get his words from? From the Maimar Sosum. Shezeh bechinas. And it's about this that the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 31, Teolamno sifse sheker, may the lips of falsehood be silenced. Hadoivrois al tzaddik osok begai vavavuz, who speak against the tzaddik. Which tzaddik? Tzaddikoi sheloilam, the tzaddik of the world, which is Hashem. They speak against Hashem, osok, bad words. Teolamno vadai, look at the term that's used. Be silent. Ki be'emes ein lohem shum dibur, because in reality, the Sitra Achra has no speech. They have no words. Va'achizosum rak me ha'aloma sadibur. Where do they draw their speech from? From the hidden words, from the hidden statement of creation. Mibechinas yoinas elem. We know there's a term used in Tehillim chapter 56, the silent dove, referring to, again, to the Shechina. V'alkein nekroim elilim, ilmim. And this is why idols are referred to as mutes, ilmim, as it says in Chavakuk chapter 2. Bechinas, as it says in Tehillim chapter 115, pelohem v'lo yedaberu. They have a mouth and they can't speak, meaning they have no real words to speak. Their words are words of sheker, useless words. Avol migoidel ha'alomo shelamayim rasosomanal. However, because of the fact that that hidden statement, bereshis, is so hidden, shehu bechinas ne'elamto dumiyo hechishesimitoy. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 39, I was quiet, I was silent, I couldn't speak any good, I had nothing good to say. Bechinas ne'elamti lo yeftach pi. As the Pasuk says, I was silent, I couldn't open my mouth. Mishom daiko hem yonkim umamshichem liatzmam diburim shel sheker. It's from there, that hidden statement, which does not seem to be producing any speech of holiness, that's where the Sitra Achra draws its speech from. Diburim shel sheker. Shemishom kol minei hasosois shel Sitra Achra. That's where all the seductions of the Sitra Achra come from. Mekoimois hametunofim, the places of filth. Bechinas, as it says in Tehillim chapter 12, Asher omru, they say, lil shoineinu nagbir, will strengthen our tongue. Sifoseinu itonu, our lips are with us. Mi odoin lonu, who's our boss? We don't have any boss. This is the Sitra Achra talking. Exactly. Ume elu oisius vadiburim roim, nishafu kol hoavoinois vapshom, Rachmanson. And it's from these letters and words, these bad letters and words, that cause all the sins, all the terrible sins of Klal Yisrael. She'yefsher limtsoi bohem es kvoido yisbora, in which we can't find Hashem's light, Hashem's glory. How? Other than kiim al yidei habakosho v'achipus ayei kanal. Unless we really search ayei mekoyim, where is Hashem's kovoy? Ki me'achar she'mechapsim u'mevakshim es kvoidoi, because as a result of us really searching and seeking out Hashem's kavod, which means nimtza shemoidim al kol ponim belkusi is baruch b'terosoi. That means that we're acknowledging that Hashem is alive and well, and the Torah is alive and well. Sheyoidim Shashmiz Porach Moishel Boilomoy, that we recognize that Hashem is ruling the world. And Hashem declared that we're not allowed to perform these sins. It's only as a result of the fact that our desire was so great that we ended up going against Hashem and committing the sins, going against Hashem's will. And now that the person recognizes that they've committed these sins, that they've gone against Hashem, they're searching and seeking for forgiveness, atonement, and to return to Hashem. Even though the person has no idea what path will lead him back to Hashem, because he's drifted far and far away from Hashem. Bechinas, as it says in Tehillim chapter 119, To'isi kese oyved. I've drifted, I'm lost, like a lost sheep. Afal pikein enoy meyai shesatzmoy. However, despite that, the person does not give up. Umevakesh eitzah v'tachbula. The person searches for advice, for some kind of trick that they can use to bring themselves back. Aye, where? Where do I get to Hashem? And through this, by searching and seeking, the person is zeicha to rise up, to shoot up to the highest level of aliyah, lebechinas aye, to the level of aye, maimar sosim kanal, the hidden statement. V'seu bechinas havidui, and this is the whole concept of the confession that we say every single day. Where it's important that we verbalize the sins that we committed, and to actually verbalize terrible, disgusting things like this. And this itself, the fact that we're verbalizing it, this is the whole tikkun for the person. Because of the fact that the person is saying, I sinned, this shows acknowledgement that I'm recognizing that there is a king who created, who said not to do this, and I went ahead and did this. And the person is showing that they recognize that the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is true. That the Creator, the one and only Creator who came before everything else, warned us through Moshe Rabbeinu livli lasoy selu achatoim, not to commit these sins. However, my Yetzahara got the best of me, and that's why I went ahead and did it. And the person is admitting that in doing these sins, I did something wrong, something terrible. Because I definitely had the ability to overcome my evil inclination. However, despite all of this, once the person is confessing their sin and seeking a way to get back to Hashem, seeking forgiveness, that person is still saying, Aye, Hashem, where are you? I want to come back to you. I want to fix. I want to make things better. And this results in the person rising up from the filth and entering into the Kedusha, and not just entering into Kedusha, but reaching the highest of heights. Paragraph Hey, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a little depth. He's going to take apart the words of the Vidui and show how there are some things there that don't make sense at first. And based on the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran, we're going to understand the full meaning of those words in the Vidui. V'zehu shoimrim b'vidui, and this is why we say in the confession, Tovoi lefonecho tfiloseinu, may our prayer come before you, Hashem, ve'al tisalei metchinoseinu, don't hide yourself, Hashem, from our plea. She'ein anu azeifonim ukshei oraf lo'im lefonei Hashem al-kenu al-ksein tzadik v'nachnu v'lo'i chatonu. We're not stubborn, brazen people, Hashem, to say to you that we're tzaddikim, we haven't committed any sins. We're not saying that. Avol anachnu v'avoyseinu chatonu. But rather, we're acknowledging that we and our forefathers have sinned. V'lechoyre ho'inyin pele. Rav Nilson Zal says, this statement seems to be very strange. Maze shemaskiren loshen shlila. Why are we saying this? That Hashem, I'm not saying that I was a good boy. I don't have the chutzpah to deny that I did anything wrong. What kind of claim is that? So what? Why are we mentioning that? It would seem much simpler and much more straightforward if we're speaking to Hashem. Don't forget, we're talking to Hashem here to say, Ono Hashem, Chotosi, Avisi, Poshati. Why do we start off with this introduction? Hashem, I want you to know that I'm not being a chutzpinyak. I'm not saying I didn't do any sins, I didn't do anything wrong. Azma. Question number one. Question number two, Vegam kosher. It's also difficult to understand. Eich nucha loymar tzadikim anachnu v'loichatonu. How in the world could we possibly say that we're tzadikim, we didn't sin? Me'achar shanu yoidim batzmeinu shechatonu. When we ourselves know that we did sin. Umaze schus. Why is this being considered a righteous deed? That this is a wonderful merit on our behalf? She'enoi azes ponim kolkach, that I don't have such chutzpah lemor loichatosi to say that I didn't sin. Of course we can say that when we ourselves know very well that we did sin. We're saying chotosi. So what's the story here, Rav Nosson Zal asks. And now he explains. Ach ikar hatayna hu al pi hanal. The main argument here is based on what we learned earlier. Shemavakeish me'ashem yisborach sheloi yis'alei mitchiloseinu. We're begging Hashem not to hide himself from our plea. V'tovoi lefonecha tfiloseinu. Let our plea come before you, our prayer. V'azai. Okay, that's our request. However, Vazai hu yochol takef lipoil bedaitoi. However, as soon as a person says that, the person can get weakened by this and say to himself, Eich avake shelo yisala mitchiloseinu. How in the world can I possibly ask Hashem not to hide from me? Me'achar shani yoidea biatzmi shegoramti bavoinoisai halom avastoraz kozois. That this is what my sins have caused. When a Jew commits a sin, he causes Hashem to go into hiding. That's the exact direct result of a sin. Kalide kol chait v'ovoin upesha ma'alimim umastirim kavoyde yisbora. The Torah tells us that that's exactly what a sin causes. That sins cover up Hashem. They cause Hashem to go into hiding. Bibchinas, as it says in Yeshaya chapter 59, kim avoynoi seichem hoyu mavdilim beinechem levein elokechem. It's only your sins that created a barrier, a wall between you and Hashem. So we see clearly that sins are what block Hashem, that what cover up Hashem, what block Hashem from connecting with us. So that being the case, Al Kain, therefore, takef mechazek esatzmoy umisnatzel atzmoy lefonav yisbora. That's why immediately when we start thinking about our sins, we take the opportunity immediately to fortify ourselves and to apologize before Hashem, Voimer, and to say, She'ein onu azei fonu mukshere flayim ofenach tzedgim nachnu v'leicha tochnu. Hashem, we're not having the chutzpah and the stubbornness to say that we're righteous people, we didn't sin. Hainu, sheze ikar haschus sheli. That in actuality, this is a major schus for me. This is a merit. The fact that I know and I believe that I did sin. And I'm searching for a way to fix it. I'm searching for forgiveness. Because one possibility, when a person commits sins, one very real possibility as a result of sins is atsheyakchish legamri chashom, that the person ends up denying Hashem totally. As we find, there are people who deny Hashem completely. They deny Hashem, they don't believe in tzaddikim, they don't believe in the Torah. Shenoflu likfirois gemurois rachmon letzlan, who have fallen into complete denial of Hashem and religion, ad shemakchishim b'chatoim lagamri, to the point where they say that it's not a sin. There's nothing wrong with walking around naked. There's nothing wrong with mixing, socializing, or there's nothing wrong with eating in this type of restaurant. They're saying that it's not a sin. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing terrible about it. She'aleim ne'mar, about them, the pasuk says in Jeremiah chapter 2, Hineni nishbat oisoch al oimrech loy chotosi. Hashem says, I'm going to have it out with you. I'm going to judge you for the fact that you had the audacity to say, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything. You know, a lot of times when kids or somebody does something terrible and then they're caught and they're confronted, there are some people that will put on a face, a shameful face, and say, I did it. Okay, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that what I did should cause X, Y, Z. I did it. I'm saying, you know. And another person say, "What? I didn't do anything. What did I do? I didn't say anything. I didn't do it. You know, that chasham, that chutzpah kind of attitude. Ki ho apikursim, because those people who carry this title apikoris, afilu oisam shemoidim b'metziusa yisbora, even those who recognize that there is a creator, they believe that someone created the world." Aval rubam koifrin bepigam hachatoim, but most of them deny the damage and the harmful results of what's caused by sins. That sins are a bad, that those things that our rabbis teach us are sinful and wrong. They'll say there's nothing wrong with it. The koifrin betoiras Moshe, they deny the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Oi, or still worse, shemegalim ponim b'Torah sheloi kalocha. They reinterpret, they misinterpret the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, not like the rabbis of the Gemara interpret them, but they have their own interpretation of how to interpret the Bible. Kemo Yerovam ben Avot v'chaverov, such like Yerovam ben Avot and his buddies. Vo'imrim ha'shoimrim, and they say what they say. Ad sheladaitom ein shayach mitzvah v'aveira chas v'sholom. To the point where they deny the concept of mitzvah and avera. They say this is not a religious thing. The Torah is not a religious book. It's a book of ethics. Just like other countries, other civilizations have ethics. The Torah, rak bishvil nimuse hamadina. The Torah is a book that was written to teach us manner, behavior, derech eretz. Rachmona litzlon, rachmona lishazman mikfiras kelu. May Hashem save us from these terrible, terrible ideologies. Alkain. So it's because of the fact that there's those kind of people, we want to make it clear to Hashem when we're davening, And when we're begging Hashem for forgiveness, we want to make it clear to Hashem that Hashem, I'm not a type B, I'm a type A. I'm not from those guys who have the chutzpah to deny, to make believe that what they're doing is perfectly okay. I'm not in that category. Those people who commit all the sins, and they say that they're good people. They don't consider themselves sinners or bad people at all. They deny the truths of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So therefore, Hashem, since we're not taking that route, we don't have the chutzpah to say that. We're admitting 100% clearly, chotanu avinu poshanu, therefore, we are deserving that you, Hashem, should not hide from our pleas. You shouldn't turn away from our pleas. Ki ikar hahaloma, because now Rav Nosson Zal gets a little deeper now. What causes Hashem to turn away? What causes Hashem to become hidden when a person commits a sin? Let's zero in on the exact issue. Ki ikar hahaloma, hu machma shal yedei ha'ovoin, nase moso hamavdil, you want to know why Sforim tell us that when a person commits a sin, Hashem becomes hidden from him? Because what happens very often when a person commits a sin, the sin builds a wall between the person and Hashem. And once there's a wall between you and Hashem, you don't see Hashem. You're looking around. You put on your glasses and your x-ray vision, everything. You look, and it looks perfectly clear to you that there is no Hashem, because you don't realize anymore that there's a wall. Hashem is right on the other side of that wall, but you forgot. You forgot that. You just see wall, blank wall. So you're looking around saying, there is no Hashem, chas v'shalom. As Rabbi Nazal writes in the Sefer Amidos, which goes in the format of Aleph Beis, in the chapter of Emunah, paragraph 22, Hapesha machnis kfira bodam. The sins that a person does, especially when a person does pesha means spiteful sins, that injects denial into the person. Pesha causes a person to deny Hashem. That's what that sin does. Ki ikar shoyrish hayetzahara hu bechinas kelacher kfirus. Because the source from where the Yetzahara draws his power is atheism, denial of Hashem. Kama shekosu b'mokam achar, as is written in other places, shesharoshoy mehalomo hanal. That the source of the Yetzahara, where the Yetzahara draws his energy and power from, is from the hiddenness of Hashem. The more hidden Hashem is, the more the Yetzahara draws energy and strength and power from that. Avol koyach nishmois Yisrael godol moed. However, the power of a Jewish soul is super powerful. Ubifrat godol hakoyach shel tzadikim hoiskim betikunam. Especially the tzadikim who are involved in helping the Jews, in repairing the Jews, they have tremendous power. Alkein, therefore, afilu achar kol hachatoim v'avoinoi sagmurim chasashon, even after a Jew has committed many big sins, major sins, chas v'shalom, adayin haneshomo maskeres atzmo boemes, the neshama is still alive. The neshama is struggling, but it's still kicking. And the neshama is still remembering the truth. Bo'emes, the truth. Umargeshes ke'evo he'otzim shalavaneseho. And the neshama doesn't get used to sins. The neshama still feels pain and discomfort from the sins that this person has acquired. Ad shemavake shadayin tshuva mechila, to the point where the neshama is still seeking out repentance. It's seeking out forgiveness. And so, as long as the soul is still searching for Hashem, searching for a tikkun, adayin yeshloi tikva. There is still hope. Yihyeh eich shiyeh, no matter how bad the person is, no matter how many sins the person committed. Vezehu shemevakshim. And this is why we say to Hashem, Me'achar she'enonu azeponim anal, since we're not chutzpenyaks, like those guys who deny that they did anything wrong, who are trying to make themselves out to look like perfectly good people. We still feel bad. We still feel something wrong in the things we did. And we're not being lahakhish, we're not in denial, v'loimar loichotosi, and saying we didn't sin. But rather, I am searching and seeking for a tikkun. Alkein, takeif nizbatel ha'aloma v'astora shen yankisham. The minute the person says that, he's recognizing that there's Hashem. Who are you saying it to? Who are you talking to? So you do acknowledge that there is Hashem. So immediately that person has changed the picture. Hashem is no longer totally hidden from him. Ukimavur heitev besoif hatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very well at the end of chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ki ikar yenikosam hoyo mehaloma, because the main thing that gives the sitrachra strength is when Hashem is hidden. And the minute you uncover Hashem, the minute there's acknowledgement and recognition of Hashem, the sitrachra is in trouble. They're no longer in charge. They can only be in charge when Hashem is totally covered up, packed away. Ayin shom heitev. Look over there at the end of Torah Yud Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this very carefully, very clearly. That's why we say those words, Tovoy lefonecha tfiloseinu v'al tisam. Hashem, don't hide from me. You know why don't hide from me? Because I'm type A. I'm not type B. I'm not like those guys who deny. I don't deny. I'm saying chotosi avisi poshati. By the fact that I'm saying the vidui, even though you're right, I did terrible things. And those terrible things built major barriers between you and me, so that you are very hidden. But the minute I say chotosi, I'm admitting, number one, that there's a Hashem, otherwise who am I saying it to? And I'm admitting that I did something wrong. I'm acknowledging that I'm not in a good place. And that alone is justification for Hashem to reveal, to listen to my prayer, and to be makar of me. We don't have the chutzpah to fall into complete denial. To say like some other guys say, we're righteous people, we didn't do anything wrong. That definitely will justify that you, Hashem, should not hide yourself from our pleas. And this is why we say during the confession, Ma noimar lefanecha, Ma nesaper lefanecha. Hashem, what can we say to you? What can we tell you? Haloi kol hanistorois vanigloys ato yoidea. Everything that's hidden and revealed, you, Hashem, know it all. And then we go on to say, Ato yoidea roze oilam. You, Hashem, know all the secrets of the world. V'ta'alumoy sisrei kol choy. You know the hidden, the most hidden, innermost secrets of everything in creation. Ein dovor nela mimecha. There is nothing that can be hidden from you. V'nistor mineged anecha. There's nothing that's hidden from before your eyes. Why are we saying that? What's the point of all of that? Ki ze ikar havidui v'atshuva. This is the main focus in our confession, in our tshuva. Shanu moidim umisvadim, she'enonu yoidim klal heichan anachnu boilim. We're admitting and acknowledging that we have no idea where we are in the world. Ki herbinu lifshoya negdecha, kemoisha misvadim, al pialapes. Because we've done so many sins. As we say there, or shall we go through the whole Aleph Beis, or Shamnu, Bogadnu, Gozalnu, Shehu shepogavnu b'chol achof beizoyis yisatoyra. Acknowledging that we sinned against all 22 letters of the Torah. Ukimuva, as is brought. Ad shemesayimim, to the point where after all of that, we add on another three words. We say tiavnu, to'inu, titonu. Which means she'anu hilchem kisoye umase. We're wandering around lost. We're a bunch of drifters, a bunch of lost souls. We have no idea what to say. Manasaper, what to tell you. Rakonu maminim, but rather we believe shekol an historias fanigol esati yedeh, that you Hashem know everything. Rak ato yedeh rozelim, only you know all the secrets of the world. V'salumo yisisrei kol choy. Hainu, by saying that we're acknowledging shekol horozin v'anistorois hanimshocha me'amayim arsosum v'nistar mo'id, that all the secrets and all the hiddenness that comes from that hidden statement of creation, that bereshis, shemishom kol yenikas ha-sitrachra, which is the source from which the sitrachra draws all of its energy, shemehem ho-avoynes kanal, that's the source, that's what that caused all the sins, ato yoidea kulam, you, Hashem, know all about it. Ki be'emes yesh b'ha'astoro v'aloma atzmo das omoik v'nister v'nele mo'id. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, because in that hiddenness, in that hidden statement, in that keser, there's a level of das that's so deep and so hidden. Rak sheme'oitzim ha'alomoi yef shel asigoi. It's only because of the fact that it's so hidden, we cannot understand it. Umishom nimshach yenikas hasitrachra hanal. And that's the place from which the sitrachra is able to draw from, because it's so hidden. Avla onu maminim, however, we believe she'ato yoidea kol talmus nistoris, that even though we don't understand, even though we don't know anything about that hidden statement, you do, Hashem. You know it very well. You understand it perfectly. And that's our entire hope. Because of the fact that we know that even in that hidden statement, even in the place from which the sitrachra is drawing all of its power, you're there, Hashem. You're right there. As the Yerushalmi says in Tainus, in the first parak, Im yoyimar lecha odom hechon alikecha, if a person will approach you and say, where's your Hashem? Toimar lo, tell him, Bekrach godol shel roimi, in the Vatican. That's where my Hashem. You want to know where Hashem is? Hashem is in Rome. Hashem is in the Vatican. He's even there. Kemuva sham besoif hatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there at the end of chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moharan. Al kein, therefore, al yidei zeh onu metzapim umevakshim umechapim adayin lo shvei locha. That's what gives us hope. That's what gives us the ability to wait, to yearn for Hashem to fix us, that everything should be corrected. Bebechinas yerida tachlis aliyah. That this yerida that we're in, we admit, we did all of these sins, we're in filth, we're sitting in filth, but we know that Hashem, even in the filth, Hashem is there also. The filth draws its chias from Hashem, from the Maimar Sosum. And Hashem is in that Maimar Sosum. And Hashem has the ability to reach out to us from there through his tzaddikim and pull us out and throw us up to the highest, highest aliyah. Paragraph Vov, v'zeh b'china shloishes remidoi shel rachmim. And now you'll understand why right now we're talking about sins and filth and filth, and right there in our prayer we're mentioning the 13 attributes of kindness, which is like the highest level of kedusha. Shenim shochem mishloishes rei tikunei dikna, which draw from the 13 tikunim of the beard, kaviyochel of Hashem, Shemazkirin achar havidui. And right after Hashamnu, we go into Keler Achapayim and we save Yudim Omidois. Kishloish esrei tikunei dikno nimshochem ebechinas atik. Because these 13 attributes of kindness draw their light from Atik. Shehu bechinas maimar sosmanal. That's the hidden statement of creation. Kemuvan bekavonas, as is brought in the kavonas of the Arizal. V'alkein, and therefore, achar havidui, after we said vidui, where we went downstairs into the sub, into the filth, into the sub basement, maskirin shloish esre midos. We mentioned the 13 attributes of kindness. Ki ikar tikun hachatoim shezvadu aleim, because the main repair of these sins that we confessed, chalidei bechinas bereishis, maimar sosam, is going to come from bereishis, that hidden statement, shehu bechinas keser, which corresponds to the highest level of holiness, the crown, bechinas atik, shemishom nimshochem ashloish esre midos shorachmim. That's where these 13 attributes of kindness receive their light from. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to prove this. What do you mean? What are you talking about? You're talking about two extremes here. You're telling me that the bottom of the bottom and the top of the top go together. How could that be? Rav Nosson Zal says, watch. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu himshich ha-shloish esrei midos shel rachmim achar cheto egel. When did Moshe Rabbeinu receive this secret of the 13 attributes of kindness? You know when? When the Jews went downstairs into the lowest filth possible. Avodah Zorah, Egel Azov, Golden Calf. Shekoilel kol hachatoim, which encompasses all the sins put together. The Gemara says a person who's moideh b'avodah Zorah, it's as if he did all the sins of the whole Torah. Things got so bad then, the Jews were in such a bad place then, to the point where Hashem said, let me erase them completely, let me wipe them out totally. And it looked as if it was all over. There was no hope. However, Moshe Rabbeinu did not leave his position. He didn't budge. V'hirbol hispalel v'litzoik mo'id l'Hashem yisporach. Moshe Rabbeinu kept davening and screaming to Hashem. K'mo shekosu b'medrash, as the Medrash says in Medrash Rabbah of Dvorim, chapter 3, in voice Chanan, shelo hiniach zovis borokia, shelo nishtatach v'nischabet olov. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening so hard, he was jumping around so much that there wasn't a single corner in heaven that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't jump in, didn't bounce into when he was screaming to Hashem, begging Hashem to forgive the Jews for Egel Azov. He was running around the entire heaven and bowing down to Hashem everywhere, from every corner of heaven. That's the wording in the Medrash. V'chol zeh hu b'china hanal. All of this is tied into what we're learning about here. Ki Moshe zocho shehischazek atzmoy ma'oid boze. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to follow the advice that Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Likutei Imran, that when a Jew or a tzaddik sees that things are very bad, things are terrible, that the Jews have gotten so bad that Hashem wants to wipe them out completely, sheyoda shein shum yush boilam. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there's no such thing as giving up on the Jews. Ve'ein ovoin ve'loi ribuy avoin es boilam she'yalimu oisi esborach ve'esrachma b'shum ovoin. There is no sin in the world, and there's no number of sins in the world that could cover up Hashem and cover up Hashem's kindness totally, you know, and neutralize Hashem's kindness, that it should not be able to function anymore. There's no such thing. Al kein, therefore, chipes, Moshe Rabbeinu searched, ubikesh, and he pleaded, umatza, and he found, ad shenisratze lo Hashem isporach, until Hashem allowed himself to be appeased by Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's from that Yerida that Moshe Rabbeinu turned things around, that Hashem was willing to reveal to him the secret, the 13 attributes of kindness, which is Atik, Keser, which is the highest level. This is a perfect example of what we're learning about here. Bechinas Yerida, Tachlis Waliyah, how a Yerida can turn into an incredible Aliyah, Al Yedei Bakoshas Vechipus Aye, through this search, this crying out, reaching out, begging Hashem for Aye. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld that in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu there, let's see if we can remember this. Moshe Rabbeinu said that if you forgive the Jews, im tisuch hatosam, good. Ve'im ayin, and if not, mochenino, please erase me, mi sifrecho asher kosafto. The last letters of the words mi sifrecho, chof, asher, reish, kosafto, tov, spell the word keser. Moshe Rabbeinu, every word he was saying there was full of secrets. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that in order to get this sin, the Egel Azov, forgiven, he had to go to the penthouse, he had to go to the top floor. He had to access the Keser, the Yud Gimel Mid Sharachmim, in order to be able to get this sin forgiven. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashomar, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'im ayin, and if you're not going to forgive them, Mochenino, please erase me. Kishem Yisrael, because the name Yisrael, Jewish people, Bifrat Shem HaTzadik, especially the name of the Tzadik, Moshe, which is the letters Hashem, Nimshach Mishmo Yisborach. Moshe Rabbeinu's name, the name of the Tzadik and the name of the Jewish people comes from the name of Hashem. Kishmoy Meshutov Bishmeinu, because the Gemara says Hashem's name is one with our names. The Yisrael has the Kale in it, it has Hashem's name in it. Vehu Ikra Hachius, and that's the source of our life. The battery is the name. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Nefesh Chayo Hu Shemoy. The living soul of an organism is its name. And that's also the power of speech of the person. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayihi ho'odom lenefesh chaya, man became a living organism. The Targumoy says, leruach memalo, a spirit that speaks. So we see the definition of life in Yiddishkeit means speech, the ability to speak. V'chol hashemois, and all the names of Hashem all become revealed only through the statements, the words of Hashem, which become revealed. Aval b'hamaymar sosum, whereas in the hidden statement, shom hakoil behelam godol, there everything is very hidden. Kihu lemalo mikol hashemois, because there we're talking about a level of light that's above the names of Hashem. In the Ein Sof, there is no name of Hashem. There it's Kaviochel Hashem is nameless over there. It's only as we get down to the lower levels, that's where things start opening up. That's where Kaviochel Hashem starts taking on shape and form in the form of names, in the form of these letters, these names of Hashem. V'alkein Toan Moshe, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu argued, V'mayin, if not, she'ief shalisuch hatosam, if it's not possible to forgive the Jews, v'limchoy lahem, to forgive them, mitoykev hadin, because the judgment is so harsh, al yidei oitzem chetom, as a result of the terrible sin, she'gormu lahalim horachmim kol kach, that caused Hashem's hiddenness to be so hidden, that caused Hashem's kindness to be so hidden away, ki ikar hadin mibchinas haloma vahester kanal. Because we know that Hashem's judgment, whenever we talk about judgment, punishment, suffering, that's always the result of Hashem going into hiding, Hashem's kindness going into hiding. Shehu b'chinas toikef hatzimtzum shemishom ikar hadin kiyadua. Whenever we talk about tzimtzum, kaviyochel Hashem constricting his light and shrinking and going into hiding, that's what causes midas hadin. V'alkein toan Moshe, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'im ayin, if you can't forgive them, ki govro halom of astor kol kach, because the hiddenness is so great, Al kein mocheni no mi sifrecha. Then erase me from your book. Kiani mevate. What do you mean by erase me? Then Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to shift gears. I'm going to go into nothingness mode. Ani mev kiani mevate latzmi letoich sheirish halom of hastara. I'm going to erase myself. I'm going to become nothing and thereby go into the highest source of halom, of hiddenness. Sheshom lemala mikol hashemos. I'm going to go above names. If you, Hashem, are saying that you're so hidden now that your names of kindness have been neutralized, they can't function, and you're nameless, then erase me too. Then I have no name also. Because we know that the Gemara always says, Tzadikim emulate Hashem. Tzadikim zal yisram. So if Hashem has a name, then the tzaddik has a name. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, if you're telling me that your name has erased totally, I'm in the same place. I'm also nameless. Ve'ikar hatikun tomid hulegalo isastara. And the main tikkun of the Jewish people and of the tzaddikim is always to reveal the hiddenness. Our mission in this world is gilui. Lahamshech bebchinas aye bereishis maimar sosum, to draw from aye, from bereishis, from the hidden statement, Eskol Hamamoroi Samizgalim, the other nine statements, which are the revealed statements, Lohitzio Mihela Malagiloi, to bring them from a state of hiddenness into a state of revelation. Legalois Shmoyu Kvoidu Yisborah. Our mission in this world is to reveal and broadcast and publicize the name of Hashem. Bibichinas, as it says in Tehillim chapter 72, Oisei Niflois Levadoi. Hashem performs plois, pele, that's keser, that's the hidden statement. There, Hashem is levadoi, Hashem is alone, total privacy. Ze bechinas keser, that refers to the keser, bereishis maimar sosum. That's where it all starts from, but that's not where it ends. Ubaruch shem kevoidoi li'olam. But from that oisei niflois levadoi, we want to change that. We want to make ubaruch shem kevoidoi li'olam. We want to bring Hashem's name, Hashem's kevoid into the world. Shetzrichim lahamshich mishom his galu shem kevoidoi. That from the hiddenness, we need to take Hashem out of the covering, out of the hiddenness, and bring him into the world. Through the revealed statements, through those other nine statements, shal yodo meirim kol hashemois, through which all of Hashem's names start shining and glowing. And that's what causes Hashem's honor and glory to be revealed. Ad sheyiskayim, until they becomes fulfilled, v'yemolei chvoido yes kol horetz, that Hashem's glory and honor fills the entire world, everywhere, from top to bottom, reaching down even to the lowest places. V'zeh kol avoida sa'odom al yedei Torah u'mitzvois. This is the mission of Klal Yisrael. This is our mission statement. And this is what's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, that the mission of Klal Yisrael and each individual Jew in this world is to take Hashem Kaviochel from a position of hiddenness, where it starts from, to a position of revelation. That I start out, person gets into a crisis, and the person, his first reaction is, oi, terrible, you know, look what's going on. What's terrible? The feeling of terrible is only when a person doesn't feel the presence of Hashem. But the minute the person says, hold on a second, I ain't alone in this. Dovid HaMelech says, Gam ki eilech begeit salmoves, lo iroro ki ati modi. Even if I'm in the valley of death, it's nothing to be afraid of. Hashem is here. If Hashem is here, I'm okay. The minute a person recognizes that and verbalizes that, they're taking Hashem out of that hester, out of that hastorah, because the fact that a person is in crisis mode, the fact that a person's parnosa or health or whatever it is in a bad state, is only because Hashem is hidden, Hashem is hiding from it. The minute a person changes that reality by saying, Hashem, chotosi avisi poshati, I know that if there's anything wrong in my life, It's not your fault, it's my fault. If there's anything that's caused this haloma, it's me. And a person confesses his sins and he acknowledges, he recognizes the presence of Hashem, he changes the reality. He's no longer alone, and then he can be able to receive. He can start that flow of energy from the hiddenness, from the keser, from the lo'oisei neflois levadoi, to the kilo oilom chazdoi, that Hashem's chesed shall fill the entire world. Aval ato, however now, shechotu kol kach, that the Jews have sinned so terribly, at she'ena toroit zelim cholem, to the point where you don't want to forgive them, mitoikev his gabrus haloma, because the hiddenness is so severe, is so strong, alkein therefore, mocheni no mi sifrecha, Hashem erase me from your book, she'eni roitze shum chiyus, Hanimshach mehamorois hamizgalim, shemishom kol Hashem oishemachias. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want to receive any more life, which comes from the revealed statements, which is where all the names are and everything and all the chias is. Rakani merutzo liyos nichlal tomei bebchinasai. But rather, I want to bypass them. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to shoot over their heads to the place of Ayeh, bebechinas hamaymar sosum, the hidden statement. Ki ani merutzo lechapeis ulevakeish shom rachmanuscha loilam. I'm prepared to search over there on that level for your rachmanus eternally. I'm not going to stop. Ad shetiso chatosum, until you will forgive their sin. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, ve'im ayin. What is ayin? Ayin is another word for keser. Ayin means nothing. Ayin means above the spheroids. The spheroids are not ayin. The spheroids are boundaries, midos, and everything. Ve'im ayin, eheye nishar shom. Then I'll stay up there also. Bebechinas habakosho v'achipu shalmayim arsosum. Hashem, if that's where you are, no problem. I'll take the elevator. I'll go upstairs there. You're in ayin mode? I'll go into ayin mode. And I'll search ayeh. I know the secret that ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi of the maimar sosum. V'loy etze misham oilam. And I won't leave there ever. Shezeo bechinas mocheinina. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu means when he says, erase me. Kishom b'maimar sosum. Ein shayach shum shem klal, because up there in the Maimar Sosum in Kes, in this Ein So Atik, there's no names. It's above the concept name. A name is a keli, a name is a vessel. I use the word cup to define. It defines a certain thing with a shape and form. When a person goes up to that Atik, to that place, there it's Ein So, it's infinite. No boundaries. It's the place of the highest, highest, highest levels of, and that's why that kindness is, you know, above and beyond everything. Hainu, meaning, ki hayachozok bedaitoi, Moshe Rabbeinu was positive, shebevadai yesh rach mimetzlo yisborach, shal yodam yemoicholem gam chetoigel, that Hashem definitely does have the kindness that it takes to even forgive for the sin of the egel. Rak she'i efshir lemotzom migoydel haloma kanal. However, it's impossible to access that kindness. Why? Because it's very hidden. It's very covered up. Shemishom ikradin kanal. And that's what's causing the midas hadin. When the kindness is covered up, then the midas hadin is shoyle. Al kein omar. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shehu merutza leireid letoich toikev haloma, that Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to go down to the super hiddenness, ulevakesh shom racham of tomid, and to beg Hashem for his kindness consistently, non-stop. Shehem bechinas his galo shem kevoidoi, meaning to beg Hashem to reveal his name, his holy name. Ki hadin hu bechinas haloma shmoyu kvoid kedua, because midas hadin is always the concept of the hiddenness of the name of Hashem. Amazing. I just remembered a chiddush. There's a pasuk that says, v'hachochmo me'ayin timotzei. Chochmo comes from ayin. What is ayin? We said ayin is another word for keser. Ayin means nothingness. Keser, the highest height. We've mentioned in the past that when the Tikkunei Zohar discusses the vowels in the Aleph Beis, the vowel associated with Chachma is Pasach, because Pasach means opening. That's where things start opening up. They start opening up in Chachma, whereas in Keser, it's closed, totally closed. Closed means hidden, hidden away. The vowel for Keser is Kometz. Kometz means Kometz V'sosim, something that's totally hidden, closed up, locked up. So the Pasuk says, V'chochma me'ayin temotze. It's brought, the Gemara says, that when a Talmud Chacham issues a curse, even if he makes it conditional, because of the fact that he made a statement, his words are so powerful that his words have to come to be. So that when Moshe Rabbeinu made this statement, he said, Hashem, if you're going to forgive the Jews, good. If not, if you don't forgive them, erase me. Even though he said, erase me conditional on not forgiving, and Hashem did forgive, Moshe Rabbeinu's words had to come true, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be erased from the Torah, from the book. Where is he erased? There's a parsha in the Torah, which is the parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu should have been in every line, because he was the main actor, the main guy behind all the Mishkan, making the Mishkan. The Mishkan was Moshe Rabbeinu. And in Parshas Tetzaveh, which deals with the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned once. His name is absent intentionally to fulfill this statement that he made to have himself erased from the Torah. So one of the Mefarshim says, watch this. If you'll count the number of psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh, there's exactly 101 psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. 101 is the word me'ayin. We said hachochma me'ayin, from ayin, from nothingness. Me'ayin means this hiddenness, the keser, the hidden, where Hashem's name is totally hidden. Me'ayin is also the hiddenness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Watch this. Every letter in Hebrew has the revealed part of the letter and the hidden part of the letter. When I say the letter mem, I pronounce it as if there were two mems, a mem with a segol under it and then another mem. But when I write it, I only write the first one. So that second mem is the hidden part of letter mem. When I say shin, it's as if it were shin yud nun. But when I write it, it's only the first shin that I write. The yud nun is the hidden part. The hidden part of a mem is a mem, which is 40. The hidden part of shin yud nun is 10 and 50 is 60, 60 and 40. The hidden part of hey is as if there were a hey aleph. The hidden part is the aleph, which is 1, is 101, which is me'ayin, that word me'ayin. So that again, the hiddenness of Moshe, if you take Moshe Rabbeinu has the revealed part of Moshe and the hiddenness of Moshe, the mem shin hey versus the mem yud nun aleph. The Mem Yud Nun Aleph is Parshas Tetzaveh. These are incredible, incredible things. Again, to show how everything is with a reason. This is how it was fulfilled. Moshe Rabbeinu's statement that he would be erased. Hashem isn't hiding. I'm right there with you. You're hiding. I'm hiding too. We're both hiding. We're in this together. You're hiding. I'm hiding. And if you're hiding and I'm hiding, I'm going to find you, Hashem, obviously. Obviously, if I can hide too, then I can find your hiddenness. So therefore, V'alkein, so therefore, Al Shom Bereishis, Where are we? V'aydei, and through this, Hashem was appeased. V'giloloish, we started paragraph Zion, or not? We start paragraph Zion? No, okay, we're finishing paragraph Vav. And through this, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem was appeased, and Hashem revealed him the 13 attributes of kindness. Exactly. V'hu merutza liyos nishar shom. And Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to stay there. Shezeh b'chinas mechias Hashem, to have his name erased. B'chinas mecheni no, please erase me. Hainu she'nishar sham, I'll stay there. V'yivakeish v'yichapes, and I'll keep searching and searching. Bebechinas ayeh hanal, this ayeh tomid, constantly. V'yidezeh daiko nisratze lo Yashem isborach. And when Moshe Rabbeinu showed this loyalty to Hashem, and this loyalty to Jewish people, Hashem was appeased. And Hashem revealed to him the secret of the 13 attributes of kindness. Moshe Rabbeinu zeche to take out of hiddenness into revelation this incredible kindness, she'enom kolem loylem, which is infinite, never ending. V'akol al yidei toikif habakosha v'achipus. How did Moshe Rabbeinu accomplish this? By searching, by not giving up, by saying, where are you, Hashem? Bebechinas ayeyanal. Shenisratze liyois mechapes u'mevakesh loylem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're hidden? I'm going into hiding too. What is hiding? What does a person say when they're hiding? Where? Where are you? When something's hiding, what do you do? You say, Aye, where are you? We'll hold it over here for now. The next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to still explain further the whole concept of the breaking of the luchos, how that ties into all of this. Baruch Hashem.